David Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
It is Dan Hampton. Hampo's home, baby!
Right where he belongs.
Station got hijacked there for a while, and Hampo was down the dial. Hampo is back. The Hall of Famer will serve as a Bear analyst with former teammate, current host of Sports Central, the one and only Glenn Kozlowski. The three of us were together this morning. It is always a lot of laughs. It will be a post-game show that will provide extensive analysis of each Bears game, as well as interviews with players, coaches, front office personnel. In addition to the post-game breakdown, Hampton will be on this program once in a while and join WGN Steve Cochran every Monday and Friday morning at 7:40 to provide a Bears game recap and preview of the next game. Hello, Hampo. How are you, buddy?
Capo, great. Thank you so much for the kind words. And yes, I'm very, very happy to be back at WGN. You know, I know everybody thinks it stands for World's Great Newspaper. No. It stands for We're Going to Nail It This Year. We're going to tell everybody exactly what they need to know about the 2013 Chicago Bears. And Kaz and I have had a plethora of meetings getting ready for the upcoming season, and I'm proud to say that he and I both made the cut. We didn't get released today.
Absolutely right, and I'm so ecstatic when I saw you this morning and we talked about this that you're going to be back here, because some of my fondest, coolest memories are you, me, Kaz, and Tommy Waddle doing Bears pre- or post-game, usually post-game. And a lot of it was through the tough Wanstead years, but we always had so many laughs watching the games together.
Well, and you know, I think that is a very important aspect that, you know, we're going to really try to feature. We're going to look at the Bears, beloved Bears, with a lot of love and some humor, but I'm really excited about this season. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you could talk about going into the opening week of the season about, you know, the new coach. We've got some great additions, all the draft picks. I mean, so many great. All I can tell you is this is going to be a remarkable season, and I couldn't be happier being back with you and Kaz on the great WGN.
All right, let's talk about a number of issues in football. Leonard Marshall, who played against you guys when you won the Super Bowl. He played for that Giants team in the playoffs.
Good player.
Excellent. He joined the show last night, and he was one of the guys involved in this lawsuit. And he said, look, he said, I understood the risks going into play. He said, no one had to tell me that football is A, violent, and B, dangerous. He said, I just want people to be forthcoming if there's information that they know about how fast you rush back onto the field. What's your take on all of this, the settlement and concussions? Because you played, I remember, I think 7 days after having a scope, Dan Hampton was back out on the field. You always put the team before your health.
Well, and you have to go back to the beginning on this. Now, this is uncharted territory. You know, all this is happening in real time over the last 5, 6, 8, 10 years. All I know is that there have been, a lot of traumatic injuries to a number of players. So, you know, when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, John Mackey, I mean, he was out of it, and you know, obviously he has since passed, and it was just heartbreaking. And I played with a lot of guys that they say that are having some issues with it, you know, the CTE now. But all I can tell you is that, you know, everybody's a little bit different, and I never really had a lot of issues with that. But, you know, listening to some of McMahon's comments over the last 3 days, you know, how he was you know, thinking about suicide and thinking about, you know, how much pain his head was in. And you know, I just got to tell you, man, it's and I think what Leonard's saying is, you know, we all know that, you know, football it's for tough guys, and it's not easy. And at some point, you think, well, you know, I'll recover from the injuries. Well, a lot of these things, you know, years and years and years later, it's not getting any better for him.
when you heard McMahon make those comments, and I asked this question, I'll ask you first. I asked this to Leonard Marshall last night. He's 50 years old, 51 years old. I said, when you wake up in the morning, what is life like for Leonard Marshall? And he said, look, I feel good. I'm in good shape. But he said, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you're basically walking around like the body of a 75-year-old. He said, because you have two herniated discs in your neck, and you got this, and you got that. He said, but I don't know what I'd do if I went back to age 16. He said, I can tell you the good things I have in my life, I got through football. What are you like when you wake up in the morning, and what would you do if you were 16 again?
Wow, that's a whole other show, what I'd do if I was 16 again. But, you know, you see me in the morning, Cap. We get out there and we hit the ball at 6:30. I'm moving awful slow, but you just do it. You know, it's just, it's a way of life. I've been in, you know, it's been, you know, 30 years of living in this body, and you just put up with it. You tolerate it. I don't know what it would like to be pain-free. I can't make a good golf swing without, you know, traumatic pain. But, hey, just like Leonard said, you know, football was so benevolent. I mean, it's such a great game. You look at Mike Ditka. I watched a special on him the other night. He said, hey, you know, I got beat up real bad. But I wouldn't change a thing. And I was with Ed Obradovich yesterday. He's the same way. Football was great to him, and Butkus and McMichael and all of us. You know, we were fortunate to have the ability to be able to play this great, wonderful game. I think the end game is, though, is Leonard Marshall saying, "Hey, guess what? We were doing it, and we're doing it the way you told us to do it. But maybe you guys knew a little something about the way the story would end." And you should have told us a little bit more about it back then.
Hey, Hamp, it's Mark Carman. Let's talk about this team for 1 second. What do you think of the Mark Trestman preseason era from your standpoint? And do you think that Jay Cutler takes a major step forward this year with Trestman at the helm helping him?
No question about it. Guys, let's be realistic. You know, the quarterback coaching that he's received since he's been here has been pretty rotten. You know, look, I watch a lot of games. I watch film. And I'll see Drew Brees come off the field. He's right there talking to Sean Payton. You talk to Tom Brady. He's always talking to whatever offensive coordinator. You know what? We've never had Jay Cutler actually being coached up. You know, Pep Hamilton, please. I'm just saying, not only will he be better and more mature, but how much better is the offensive line going to be? What, 5 clicks already? Those two kids on the right side are better than anything we've had over there for 5 years. And they're green as grass rookies. How about the receivers? You don't think that Jeffrey's going to help a lot? You don't think that Marcellus Bennett is going to help? Everywhere you look, does Matt Forte look like the second coming? I mean, he's looked fabulous. Everybody is primed for not only a show pony type of year, but you can tell that, you know, it was a 9-year, 10-year of Lovie, that everybody was kind of just going through the motions. There's a new sense of urgency, and you can tell not only is the up-tempo offense, you know, without all the plethora of pre-snap penalties that we've seen over the years, so many ways in so many different areas, this offense is going to be so much more fun to watch. Will they be a top 10? I don't know. Can they be? Hell yeah, they can. And, you know, as far as the defense, folks, you know, I was a player, and I got old, and I know what it was like at the end. Guess what? They're not going to miss a whole lot on defense. You know what I mean? This kid Bostic, he's a real deal. Yeah, he's gotten beat on play action a little bit. That's the hardest thing for young linebackers to understand. But he'll get it. He'll be okay. Our pass rush will be better than it's been in a long, long time. So there's in so many ways. And what I like is, you know, Jamarcus Webb. You know, he was given opportunity after opportunity. He started 44 games. But you know what? They said basically, hey, you're not doing what's required. See you around, buddy. That sends a message through not only all the other players, but the guys that are in their 8th year, the 10th year, There's no nonsense. And you do it the right way, guess what? There's going to be changes.
Hampo, last one for you. How tough is it to command the room, the locker room? Because Sean King, who used to be an NFL quarterback and now works for NBC, I talked to him and he said, I'm hearing that Tressman isn't 100% in command of the room. Not all the guys are totally impressed yet like they were with Lovey, who commanded the room. What do you think of when you hear that, and what did it mean to command the room when you were playing?
Well, you know, I'll never forget the first time Lou Holtz walked into the room. You're thinking, he's 5'7", 153 pounds, you know, wearing glasses. You know, what's imposing about him? It didn't take long for you to figure out, not only did he know what he wanted, but how you were going to deliver it. And it's just a matter of time till not only does Tressman prove to everybody that he knows what he wants, but they're going to figure out if they don't give it to him, and they don't have to worry about his command if in his presence. They're going to be someplace else. He'll take care of it. Don't worry. He's been there wherever he's been, you know, up in at Montreal. All I can tell you is I'm really excited about this season, and I think that those little things like that, they'll take care of themselves down the road.
Hampo, so great to see you this morning up at Mid Lane, and just unbelievable news to see this press release that you are back on WGN where you belong.
Hey, buddy. Love it, and can't wait to work with you, and thank you so much. Looking forward to it. We've only got, 10, 11 days? And hey, we're going to be live on the air.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.